today, after Kirtan, I just had a brief class, and this was the verse which sort of continued yesterday's topics. This is Hiranyakashipu speaking to his cohorts. Sarva rupaya hantavya shambhoja shayanashanai surilinga darashatrur munir dushtam vindriyam. Just as uncontrolled senses are the enemies of all yogis engaged in advancing in spiritual life, this Prahlad, who appears to be a friend, is an enemy because I cannot control him. Therefore, this enemy, whether eating, sitting, or sleeping, must be killed by all means. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Hiranyakashipu planned a campaign to kill Prahlad Maharaj. He would kill his son by administering poison to him while he was eating, by making him sit in boiling oil, or by throwing him under the feet of an elephant while he was laying down. Thus, Hiranyakashipu decided to kill his innocent child, who was only 5 years old, simply because the boy had become a devotee of the Lord. This is the attitude of non-devotees towards devotees. Of course, Hiranyakashipu, he really embodies and is the epitome of materialism. Hiranyakashipu, soft bed and gold, these are the emblems of materialistic persons. And persons who are then naturally antagonistic towards Vaishnavas, because the values of Vaishnavas and the values of materialists are different, and therefore the two are incompatible. Yesterday I was speaking about some of the horrors that mankind perpetrates on itself, its brethren, other living entities, animals, as well as on the planet itself. And this isn't a coincidental thing. It's a systematic, planned consequence of a belief, a value. That belief is that asatyam apatishtam te jagadahur anishparam, that sense enjoyment is the ultimate goal of life. People should gratify their senses, gross and subtle, by all means. And even those who want a moderate approach to carbon emission and so on, they still support the same values as those who spew out unlimited amounts of carbon dioxide into the atmosphere from factories that produce useless consumer products or unnecessary consumer products, wanted but unnecessary. And that's what it means to live in the material world, is to live in Hiranyakashipu's kingdom. And why Srila Prabhupada began a revolution. He did not introduce a religion which is meant to fit in or go mainstream. This is a terminology that we sometimes use, just be accepted by all others who conduct their lifestyle in the same way that they have before. But rather, Krishna consciousness is a spiritual culture. It's meant to usher in a new type of lifestyle, the consequence of which is to protect the environment, not to slaughter innocent animals, not to have wars, not to have prostitution, intoxication, and so on. It's a natural consequence of sense control. It's a natural consequence of living according to the laws of God and offering all of one's activities as acts of devotion to the Supreme Lord. Therefore, the two are incompatible, just like Hiranyakashipu finds Prahlad's conduct incompatible. Prahlad finds Hiranyakashipu is incompatible, and why Srila Prabhupada didn't want devotees living in cities, working and participating in the society which produces the evils that it does, because you're implicated. Someone may say, I want to be a teacher, I'm a computer technician. But you're being a teacher, you're being a computer technician may appear to be some type of neutral employment. It's not being a butcher, or not opening a discotheque, or not selling drugs. By that I mean drugs used for entertainment, not for health purposes. But even if you're engaged in so-called neutral work, there is no question of being neutral. One is working for and perpetrating that world which may use computer programs and may use computers to do what? To have a very systematic, organized approach at all of its sense diversions and sense gratification and exploitation and violence. Therefore, people who work in the system and live with the system and accept the system are implicated. They are cohorts of Hiranyakashipu and Kali, and the only way that Srila Prabhupada gave an alternative for devotees to free themselves from the implication, the karmic and sinful reaction for that type of compromise, is to give 50% of their income for furthering the mission, furthering the revolution of the Krishna consciousness movement. Otherwise, you're implicated. And it's illusion to think otherwise. Even those who are not devotees, who are not even necessarily believers, but who have a certain value system that can just not accommodate what goes on in the world today and the impetus for what makes things tick in the world today, retire from the world. They go off into the mountains, they buy a farm, they try to be self-sufficient, and they try to live according to what they believe. Because not living according to what you believe is, in one word, called hypocrisy. And more people are turning to that type of lifestyle of educating their own children, making their own food, of protecting certain values that they believe in, rather than sacrificing everything that's good and honest and just, all for the sake of gold and soft bed. And of course, farming communities and self-sufficiency were Srila Prabhupada's answer to this. His self-sufficiency was not even a matter of just feeding ourselves and not being dependent upon unnecessary manufactured products. But self-sufficient means that we're not in any way compromised in our values, in our beliefs, by a system which is, in short, a slaughterhouse, and which can accommodate in the name of globalism, in the name of democracy, in the name of making people happy, values that are destructive to the very fiber of mankind, values that deny the existence of God, or values that demote God simply to a order supplier, some impersonal energy, some kind of void, something that you pay lip service to in some house of God, but nothing that should have anything to say over your lifestyle, or interfere with your meat eating and your intoxication and your illicit sex and so on. So our revolution needs to go on. I don't know if the word is actually go on or happen. It certainly happened when Srila Prabhupada was there. We've just been watching Yadavar Prabhu's videos here, DVDs in New Vajradham in the evenings with the devotees. Prabhupada certainly started a revolution. We need to keep Srila Prabhupada's revolutionary spirit and Srila Prabhupada's revolution going, which is that we must be able to show an alternate lifestyle to the world that we're in today. And making that happen is the responsibility of all Vaishnavas, be they city dwellers, temple dwellers, farm dwellers, etc. Otherwise, we may be nice guys, we may be, have a great philosophy, we may have a wonderful lifestyle, we may worship deities, but when we're integrated into Hiranyakashipu's system and dependent on it, then we're implicated in the Hiranyakashipu mentality and the Hiranyakashipu's deeds and sins.